4. Shimi Ruiz had rediscovered his appetite, which all of them took as a good sign and was tucking in happily. The blood spots in his eyes had faded somewhat, but were still clearly visible. Eddie wondered what the guards back in Blue Heaven would make of those if they noticed them, and also wondered if Shimi could wear a pair of sunglasses without exciting comment. Roland had gotten the rod to his feet and was now conferring with him at the back of the cave. Well, sort of. The gunslinger was talking and the rod was listening, occasionally sneaking tiny, awed peeks at Roland's face. It was gibberish to Eddie, but he was able to pick out two words, Chevin and Chavin. Roland was asking this one about the one they'd met staggering along the road in Lovell. "Does he have a name?" Eddie asked Dink and Ted, taking a second plate of food. "I call him Chucky," Dinky said, "because he looks a little bit like the doll in this horror movie I saw once." Eddie grinned. "Child's play, yeah, I saw that one. After your when, Jake, and way after yours, Susiella." The rod's hair wasn't right, but the chubby, freckled cheeks and the blue eyes were. "Do you think he can keep a secret?" "If no one asks him, he can," Ted said, which was not, in Eddie's view, a very satisfactory answer. After 5 minutes or so of chat, Roland seemed satisfied and rejoined the others. He hunkered, no problem doing that now that his joints had limbered up, and looked at Ted. "This fellow's name is Halas of Chavin. Will anyone miss him?"
"Unlikely," Ted said. "The rods show up at the gate beyond the dorms in little groups looking for work, fetching and carrying mostly. They're given a meal or something to drink as pay. If they don't show up, no one misses them.